Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
singing,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir, I will.
Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. As you all know, Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. The message, I'm sure, is going to be an awesome one because he always does a tremendous job on giving us these words of encouragement. So I strongly urge that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourself that quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of prayer, he will close us out with, immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you for what you do every morning. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for sharing this platform with me and others. And thank each and every one of you, each of you that are joining us on the Blog Talk radio platform, as well as those who are joining my simulcast on Facebook Live. I'd like to just take my time this morning to share some principles of Jewish leadership that you probably will recognize and will acknowledge have been in the Bible the whole time, but maybe they just haven't been articulated in quite the way that I'm articulating it this morning. Because I think for me, a church leader, for others that may be listening, others who may eventually watch this via the archive or listen to it in the Blog Talk Radio archive, that it's important that we get a handle as to how God has used men to lead God's people, as well as to evangelize the world. And so there are some principles that I'd like to share with you, and then the message will be yours. First thing you need to know is that Jewish leadership is about ownership and responsibility. You can't really be a leader like God wants you to be a leader unless you truly are choosing that as a vocation, choosing it as a responsibility, regardless of what it is, where you're totally. So when you think about all the leaders, and you can name them, you know, Abraham, Moses, Noah, Elijah, Elisha, Samuel, Timothy, Peter, Paul, all of them, New Testament or old, they were about ownership and responsibility. I'm still thinking about Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 9, where it says, "Woe is me if I preach not the gospel of Christ." Jewish leadership can't be a one-man show, but Jewish leadership is about you working with others. So you had Moses, but Moses still worked with the elders. In fact, he had 70 elders at one point that worked with him. Jethro told him that the thing that he was trying to do early in his ministry was not good when he was trying to meet day and night to judge such a vast amount of people. And people need to understand that today, that you have to work alongside others. Elders are working alongside ministers, and ministers are working alongside deacons. And it's not ever been a one-man show, even though each person has their individual charge. Leadership was always about, for Jewish leaders, the future. Yes, it was about now, but it was always with an eye toward what today would have, what effect today would have on the next day. And so by having prophets and having, in the New Testament, apostles that were endowed with power, they always were about trying to make sure that the church was constantly being built up today so that it can be what it needed to be on the next day, whether we're talking about the New Testament church or the congregation of God's people in the Old Testament and the early part of the New. Jewish leadership was about learning and teaching, because the idea of being able to follow the philosophy of God, ultimately, when he said, hey, he made his covenant with Abraham, he made his covenant with Moses and the people there, then he made a new covenant that he established through Christ. It's really about us learning. That passage in Matthew 11 that says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Learning about Jesus and being able to follow his will, we get tips of that, of how Jewish leaders, Moses and Samuel and others, in leading the people, they knew they had to teach the people. Samuel had a school of preachers that were following him. Elijah and Elisha as well, because it was important that the people were taught. how to follow the word of God. Jewish leaders were also about believing in the people that they led. Now, if you're doing it for a paycheck or you're just doing it and you really don't care about the people, you got to believe that what you're teaching, what you're doing is going to result in progress, in allowing people to be able to grow in grace, in knowledge, and in the Spirit of God. If you're not doing it for that reason, then why are you wasting your time and other people's time? Jewish leaders were about believing in the people that they led. Jewish people also, leaders were also involved in a sense of timing and a sense of pace. They needed to make sure that as they led God's people that they didn't lead too fast, but then they didn't lead too slow. It was important that Moses had to stop and correct individuals who weren't doing what they needed to do. And then there were other times when people needed to be admonished and exhorted to be able to pick up the pace spiritually and to be able to do more of the things that God would have. And then there were people who were impatient that, you know, particularly the Old Testament leaders had to deal with, where they weren't ready to, they weren't of an orientation to wait on God. And so you have to kind of know where your people are so that you can get the timing and the pace just right. Then also, you got to understand that for Jewish leaders, the burden and the responsibility was stressful and emotionally demanding. So if you're not invested in it emotionally, physically, financially, and otherwise, you're not following the blueprint that God has set forth. So if you're going to be a leader in God's family, then you're going to share some of the emotional strain that's associated with being a leader. You can't pick and choose who you want to lead, and you can't pick and choose the moments in which you can lead. You need to lead all the people, and you need to lead them when they need you, even if there is an emotional toll, not to a point where we're saying, hey, let it kill you, but you want to be in a spot where when people need you, you're there for them, and you can't be arbitrary and capricious in who you lead and even how you lead. People need to be led in the way in which they need your help. So those items associated with Jewish leadership, I think, are very, very powerful, and they should guide those of us who are Christian leaders to be the type of individuals that ultimately God needs us to be, so that when God's people need us, then we're there for them, having the ownership, being fully invested, believing in them the way God would have us to lead them. Why do you think that there are the items in there associated with eldership and deacons and even ministers, where if you go and look at 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy and Titus, there's lots of information in there about how the New Testament leader needs to be fully invested in the work of the church and in the betterment of God's people. That's what Ephesians 4 and 11 speaks to. Actually, 4 and 12, that he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry to the edifying of the gospel of Christ. So the whole idea is that we're building up people so that they can do the Lord's work. Father in heaven, help us to follow the blueprint. Help us to be everything that you would have us to be. Help us to go the directions that you would have us to go as we continue to lead God's people in an appropriate and proper way. Father, be with Grace Nurture. be with the Grace View Church, be with Spring Hill Road, be with many others who are also still having their lampstands stand as a light to a dark and sinful world, and allow those on this call that may be inspired by not only appreciating the leaders who own and follow through in the ways in which God would have them to do so, but that they would be able to continue to benefit from those individuals and send those that are both in the church and out to spiritual leaders who indeed can help them. Continue to guide us and keep us all. You know the various ones who are sick, the various ones who are in need of your blessings in many ways, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and otherwise. Continue to bless us and keep us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.